And now joining me in studio, Allison Pryor of the Tennessee Aquarium. How are we, Allison?
I am great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for coming in. I know that you guys had a giant weekend this past weekend over at the aquarium, opening up a brand new gallery. It's called the Scuttlebutt Reef, which is a name that definitely perks up the ears for a moment.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? And that's why we wanted you to come in and kind of tell us what the Scuttlebutt Reef is all about if we weren't able to stop by this weekend.
Yeah, so let me just give you a little bit of background.
Please.
The scuttlebutt is another word for rumors or gossip.
Right.
But it has this ocean origin. So the scuttlebutt was a literal wooden barrel on old sailing ships that stored the fresh water, the drinking water.
Okay.
So sailors would stand around it. They would their stories of the high seas. And that's the original water cooler talk and why scuttlebutt got to be known as rumor or gossip, because these sailors would be exaggerating their stories.
Sure.
And so we thought, hey, what
that's
a cool thing as an aquarium in our Ocean Journey building to play into that, because there's so many unique and interesting marine animals that are, you know, delightfully unexpected, that are mysterious, maybe a little bit wonderfully weird. And so we get to highlight them in this imaginary place now called Scuttlebutt Reef. We are presenting different rumors, and you're finding out whether it's true or not as you walk through this new gallery with 11 new exhibits.
Wow, that's excellent. Yeah, it's kind of shining the light on a little bit of mystery, a little bit of the weird, like you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So one of them, the first exhibit you're going to see whenever you walk in, mm-hmm. has lots of different colorful tropical fish, but there's also two moray eels in there. So the rumor is, are moray eels really menacing sea serpents? And so you can click either for English or Spanish.
Perfect.
On an interactive display, and the information is going to pop up, and you get to learn the truth about the moray eels. Heads up, they're not menacing sea serpents, you know?
They're just
really cool. The reason they have their mouths open is that's actually helping them to breathe underwater, not that they're about to bite or attack another fish. But from a person who grew up in the 90s, and I watched The Little Mermaid a lot as a little
mermaid.
Girl, you think about Ursula and the eels and how they're scary. And so we're hoping that kids and adults are going to leave Scuttlebutt Reef realizing, hey, eels are super cool animals instead of scary animals.
They're not evil.
Right. They're not evil at all.
That's super fun. And I heard something about, obviously, it's an interactive gallery as much as possible. Something about testing your might against one of the other fish or aquatic animals
yes,
are there.
It is a peacock mantis shrimp.
Okay,
that's
fair
what
enough.
You're looking for.
Yeah.
So the mantis shrimp is just about 4 to 5 inches long, so not super big, but pound for pound in the animal kingdom, it has the strongest punch.
Wow.
So a typical adult human, you may be able to punch at 100 to 150 pounds per square inch.
Sure.
A prized, like, professional fighter boxer can punch about 800. Peacock mantis shrimp, 1,300 pounds per square inch. So we have, think about those carnival games, like a physical display with a punching bag, and you get to punch it. The scale rounds around.
It tells you
how powerful you are. So that's at the aquarium now, too.
So
you get to see the shrimp, and right next to the shrimp, you get to test your might, too.
I love it. So there's a lot to see, then. So it's fun for the whole family. Tennessee Aquarium, always looking to appeal to as many people as possible. You want the full family, from grandma down to the little babies, to come in and see what it's all about.
Exactly. And so part of this is an all-expanded, 5 times bigger living coral display. So 6,000 gallons, where you're looking at true live coral. And coral is an animal. It's not a plant. So we have all these corals that are in there, tropical fish that are swimming with them. Other animals you may see, warty frogfish, lump suckers, garden eels, swell sharks that glow. So we there's a special filter in their eyes that they glow to each other. So on the exhibit, we have this yellow acrylic that acts the same way as their eyes do, so you can slide it and see the difference of how the sharks
almost like you're looking through
a shark's eyes.
That's
awesome.
That's very cool.
We have, for all the jelly fans, because this did replace our Boneless Beauties gallery, we do still have some comb jelly, so you will get your jelly fix, not as many as before, but we hope that you love all these other amazing animals that are in there.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful addition to everything. It's the Ocean Journey building, correct?
Yes.
The Ocean Journey building. And you guys are always having so much fun over there. There's always something new and exciting going on. I know that you do the after hours events mm-hmm. as well. Is there any other events? Not to put you on the spot, we didn't talk about it, but is there anything else in the coming we should know about?
Yeah, absolutely. This Thursday, we are doing a Give Back Night partnership with Odd Story Brewing. Their Central Avenue location from 5 to 8 p.m. Aquarium educators are going to be there, but all the proceeds, 10% of their sales are coming back to the aquarium for our conservation and education missions. So a great way with nice weather to enjoy, be out on their patio lawn, and also support the aquarium.
One of my favorite locations in town.
I know, it's so cool in town. And then coming up on March 21st, we have one of those adults-only events. It's called Sip and Savor. So you can get those tickets. They're on our website right now at tnaqua.org, and you can just click on the events.
There we go. We're also going to link up on our website, of course, as always, at hits96.com, but that is tnaqua.org. Get all the details about the Scuttlebutt Reef, and of course, all the upcoming events and so much more. Always a good time at the Tennessee Aquarium.
It sure is. We love to have you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Allison, for coming in and giving us all the updates.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. It's Hits 96.